Albert Bloom interviewing Mr. Nathan Burke. All right. Now, would you like to tell me, Mr. Burke, you said you came from Romania.
Yeah.
Would you tell me the name of the town?
I'll spell it for you, honey. Moinash, M-O-I. Because he forgot all the Romania.
M-O-I.
N-E-S-T-I.
Now, was it a small town, a village, about how many people?
No, it was quite a town, you know.
About how many people,
well,
would you say?
I would say about 1,000 people.
All right. And were most of them Jewish, or were...
No, no. It was mixed, you know.
About half and half, would you think?
Around the neighborhood.
And what kind of a house did your family live in? How many rooms and what kind of a house?
Well, we had three houses. One right next to another. Daddy used to...
Rent?
He'd give them to you. His brothers used to live there free.
All right. And about how many rooms were in your house?
Well, it was about five rooms in each house, you know.
And were they frame houses?
No, they were like stucco, you know.
Stucco.
Mm-hmm.
Houses, the same.
Mud. Uh-huh.
Mud. Muddy house.
Uh-huh. And in your own family, how many brothers did you have?
I had three brothers.
Were they, how many older than you?
I'm the next to the youngest one.
All right, so you had two older and one younger brother, huh? Or
yeah.
And how many sisters did you have?
Two sisters.
Older?
Yeah.
Two. Mm-hmm. And your parents lived at home with you, too?
Yeah.
No grandparents?
Yeah, I remember Zadie, you know. He
lived with you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, how long did you live in that house?
I started out when I was 9 years of age.
In that house?
Yeah. And I went to work for a harness maker to learn the trade.
In your same town?
Yeah, same town. Then this harness maker rented me out to a company that it was a lumber company, and he was fixing the harness for the company and fixing the belts on the machines, and I was doing all that work, and he was making about $200 a week out of me, and I stayed with him about 2 months, and the guy, the plusmeister, you know plusmeister is a man that foreman.
Like, yeah.
Says to me, "You're a fool. Why do you work for him? Why don't you take the job yourself?" And I was 9 or 10 years old, you know, learning the trade. And I catched it very good. So I took over the job and I stayed there. And I accumulated enough of money to come to America.
And how old were you?
Well, I was about 13 or 14 years old. I landed in Germany and I worked in Germany too.
All right. Now, in your home, what the languages were spoken?
Oh, they were
Jewish.
Yiddish only. And what kind of schooling did you get?
Not a hell of a lot.
Did you get Tater?
I went to school here, you know, just a...
But in Europe?
In Europe, I went to Jewish school. My dad was a teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a teacher, yeah.
Your father was a teacher?
Yeah.
And the Tater. Was this only up until you went to work at 9 years? Or?
Yeah.
All right. And do you remember, was there a synagogue in your shul? Do you remember anything about what it was like?
Well,
or how many shuls your town had?
Well, yeah, they had three shuls there.
Three shuls. Uh-huh. Did you have a rabbi or a chazan in your shuls?
A rabbi, a shechet.
Chazan?
Yeah. Well, my dad was a chazan.
Now, how were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Well, I don't remember that.
You know. But, I mean, you don't remember hearing of any trouble or pogroms or anything?
No, never had any trouble.
Okay. And did your father belong to any organizations, any Zionist or labor organizations?
Yeah, yeah. He was the head man of it.
Of the Zionist.
Yeah.
You remember the name of which one it was?
No,
Chava Veitzion or anything? Now, do you remember hearing anything about how the government was with the Jews in your country?
They were persecuting them. At that time, they migrated from there, you know.
A lot of people left.
Yeah.
In your own town, there was?
All over the United, all over Europe, all over Romania.
And what did you think about America at this time, in these early years?
I didn't have time. I was just busy working all the time.
Well, the fact that you decided to come here, why did you decide to leave Romania and come to America?
Well, everybody was going out of the country.
Everybody was. All right. And why did you choose to come to the United States?
I didn't choose anything. I just left Romania, went to Germany. I went to first I was in Hungary. I worked about 2 weeks in Hungary. And from Hungary, I went to Germany. I worked in Bremerhaven. I bought about three months in Bremerhaven. And from there, I bought a ship's cart and I come over. I had enough of money. I had $800 when I came here.
And you worked as a harness maker in both of these places, wherever
I
you
worked? I
worked
a harness maker and, what do you call it, wagon trimmer, at making cushions for wagons and tops.
Now, when you bought a ship's card to come to the United States, did you have any definite destination
no.
in the United States?
No, I was coming to Pittsburgh.
You knew you were coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Now, why did you know Pittsburgh, or how did you
get to
Pittsburgh?
Because my brother was here.
Oh, all right. Brother in Pittsburgh. It's one of your older brothers.
Samuel was his name. Samuel Burke. He was 28 years with Franklin Sears in the furniture department.
Now, when you came, were you by yourself?
Yeah, all by myself.
Didn't have it. All right. And how did you travel from your town to Hungary and from Hungary to Germany?
I just bought a ticket and went.
But, I mean, you traveled by train from
by
your
train,
town?
Yeah,
to,
by train.
And to Germany, then from Hungary you went by train too?
Yeah.
And from Germany, where did you get the boat to come here? Remember what town?
Bremerhaven.
Right at Bremerhaven. All right.
And the boat's
and
name
where
was,
did you land here?
I landed in New
Which
York
port?
City.
New York port. You remember the boat's name you said?
Prince Friedrich Wilhelm.
All right. Now, do you remember who met you in New York? Any organizations
Nobody.
Or any individuals?
Nobody.
No. Now, did you bring anything along with you? Did you have tools of your own or any other objects
some,
or papers?
I had some tools, yeah, a few tools.
Anything else that you brought, any papers or certificates or anything? Now, did you keep your same name here? Your
no,
name?
No.
What was your name in
Berkovich was my
Berkovich.
Name.
And you changed it right when you came over?
When I took my citizenship out.
Now, do you remember anything first impressing you in New York when you came there?
Well, everything was so huge, you know, so big, you know, so...
And how about
I landed in the Castle Garden.
Yeah, And how long, you didn't stay in New York very long?
No, I kept on going.
Just never mind. And what impressed you when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Nothing impressed me, I just come in and bought a watermelon I was eating. My brother was in East Liverpool, Ohio, and come over to meet me.
All right. The brother came from East Liverpool. Well, if your brother was in East Liverpool, why were you coming to Pittsburgh?
He came in to...
No, I mean, why did you decide to come to Pittsburgh instead of East Liverpool?
I came to... He didn't have no home there. I come to my aunt.
Oh, you had an aunt here,
yeah.
too. Okay.
Alderson was an aunt. That's my father's sister.
Mm-hmm. And you remember what that first day in Pittsburgh was like? Your brother came to meet you and you both went to your aunt's
he
house?
He was very anxious to see me. I was sitting on the doorway.
At your aunt's house?
Outside, on Webster Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you in those first 5 years?
I didn't have no time to think. I worked all the time.
Was there any time during those first 5 years that you felt that you were unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
I was homesick the first year.
Now, after you had lived here for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would ever accomplish what you were trying to find?
I didn't have sense enough to realize. I didn't have sense enough. I was just a kid, and the teens, you know, and they just...
But you wanted...
All I wanted is go to work, make money.
Now, your first home in this area then was at your aunt's house on Webster
with
Avenue.
My aunt, yeah.
Uh-huh. How long did you live there?
I lived there with them, about 6 months.
And then?
Then I moved to another aunt. Oh.
And how long did you
live there? I lived about 2 weeks because she was too doggone crummy, you know. She'd give you the food and then say, Nathan, how's it taste? And take it all and throw it back in. So that's there.
And
I quit.
And then where'd you go?
I quit. I went into
on
Bedford Avenue. I forget the people's name.
To another
one of the Blanks is married to their daughter, you know. Oh. They lived on Bedford Avenue. But then I stayed about 2 years, you know.
All right. Now, you told me that the kind of work you did when you first came here and the training you got.
I worked at Harness Creek.
You know where?
I worked for Dick Doyle on 3rd Avenue.
Uh-huh. What did he have, a
daytime,
stables?
Huh?
What did he have, a stables?
No, he had a store.
A store,
selling
store.
Store.
Mm-hmm.
That was in daytime. In the evening, I used to work for Jake Rutkin on Robert Street.
Also the same business?
Yeah.
I see what you mean. All right, and that became your life's work. How long did you stay at that kind of work?
Well, I stayed quite a couple of years, you know. Then I went into the automobile top work.
Automobile...
Making tops and curtains on automobiles.
See, years ago it used to be the eyes and the glass
uh-huh.
work.
Uh-huh.
Close the things to me.
I worked for a fellow named Ed McAleer and Jay Swan. They had a shop back at the Diamond in the north side. No, it would be in Pittsburgh, wouldn't it? Back at the Diamond? Yeah.
All right, and then so you... How long did you stay with that kind of work?
I worked, I think, about a year or so, you know, and then I opened up my own garage and my own shop.
And the garage was for automobiles?
Yeah, on California Avenue, I opened it up. I built that garage.
And how long did you have that?
Well, I rented part of it out. I don't remember how long I had it, you know. But I had it quite a few years, you know.
All right, now, if you had this part of your life to live over again, what kind of work would you have wanted to if you had your choice of doing everything?
Go to the moon.
No, seriously.
Well,
nothing.
No.
I mean, you always liked
I liked to work. I liked, didn't make no difference what kind
with
of work.
Your hands, uh-huh. Attend any lectures?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah.
What kind? The Zionist or
yeah.
any other? And you remember where you would go for that?
Well, on Center Avenue there was a...
At the Zion Hall?
Yeah.
Did you ever have occasion to use the public libraries?
No.
In those days? Do you remember what, if you read any Pittsburgh newspapers?
No.
Not in the early years. Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yeah.
In what ways? Did your families all have kosher?
Yeah.
And you observed the holidays. Did you change any of your religious practices in those first 5 years? Did you attend the synagogue here in Pittsburgh? Do you remember the name of which one?
No.
I mean, that was later already, but the early years.
You mean the early years?
Yeah, before you were married.
On Romer Street, there was a Romanian shul there.
You don't remember the other name for it, or you just called it the Romanian shul?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. All right, and when would you go? On the holidays?
Holidays.
On holidays. Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or the food? Any change when you came here? Do you remember where you went for medical care in Pittsburgh? You know,
medical care?
Yeah. Who the doctor was?
I was never sick.
Never used any. That's why you're both so healthy now. It's a pleasure. Did you belong to any organizations here? Any Zionist groups or youth groups?
I used to belong to the Moose.
The Moose. Mm-hmm. And any other organizations that are for giving charity? And where did you go before you were married? Did you go anywhere for any good times with your friends?
No.
Except the picnic that you met your wife on.
There, yeah.
Picnics. House parties?
Yes, we go to house parties,
And that was about the same kind of things after you were married. Those were about the only thing. Did you ever attend any sporting events, baseball games or anything like that? Did you know about the Christian YMCA?
Yes, I know about it, yeah.
But you ever had any dealings with it?
I donated one time. I think it was $15, I believe. And they lived on Irwin Avenue. And what's your name? Come over, Mr. Miller. That had a store on Irwin Avenue.
When you were already in the north side?
Yeah.
Were there any other local meeting places besides the Zion Hall that you remember? And how did you meet people during those first 5 years?
Well, as far as meeting people, you know, I was always working, you know.
So the people you had dealings with at work and the family. And you were friendly then with non-Jewish people because you worked.
Friendly with everybody.
You worked with at a non-Jewish
mostly
place.
Mostly worked with non-Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. Now, did any of your early friends, Jewish or non-Jewish, from the very first, any of them remain friends?
In the work, you mean?
Yeah, at the work or the friends, Jewish friends. Did any of them remain friends?
The only ones I had was my relations, that's all.
Only the relations, uh-huh. And you celebrated the holidays with your family, the families you live with. And did you maintain contact with your family in Europe? During those years?
Yeah.
You wrote?
Huh?
You wrote letters to them?
Well, once in a while, my brother used to write for me, you know. Mm-hmm.
And did anyone else come over after you from the family?
Nobody.
The rest of them? Mm-hmm. And you're an American citizen, and you got your citizenship papers about 1915, huh? Mm-hmm. And you were Republican also? And were you active in politics, too?
No.
And I can't make the correction. It was not my thing.
And you told me about when you met her and that, so it makes it easy. I got the same answers now from both of you. And if you had stayed in Europe, do you think in your town it was the custom for marriages to be arranged by a shotgun?
Yeah.
And since your wife was from Romania also, do you think that was part of the reason why you were attracted?
No, I didn't know that at all.
No. Why you were attracted to her was the fact that she came from your same country a part of the reason why you were interested in her?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. Just.
But you had that in common, just.
Yes.
Did any of your friends or any of your family marry non-Jews
at
that time? Were there any other problems of adjustment that you remember in the first years of marriage?
No.
And making the decisions in the house, was it about the same in your family as in your?
She made the decisions.
You say she made the decisions. How about in your family where you grew up, in your own home?
Oh, my dad, you know, was the most...
Any difference between the way you raised your daughter and the way your family raised your children?
Oh, sure.
What were the main differences with you?
The difference, you know, my daughter's a lady, you know, she gets whatever she wants. And with me, it was different. I had to go and make whatever I wanted. Because Dad had too much, you know, he wanted, had a hustle and mach, one daughter, and then she went to London, you know, and I remember they had a cow in the house. She took the cow to the market, sold the cow to give to my brother-in-law, Norton, and to go, they went to London. They remained in London there too, you know. I got a brother in London there now, my younger brother.
All right, now do you remember any problems that you had in raising your daughter that were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No problems at all.